Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about something, well, you kind of got into some pretty deep conversations about water with someone just recently, right?
Right, with Dr. Shannon Fisher from the Minnesota State University, Mankato's Water Resources Center, and we had a pretty long, detailed conversation just about the issues concerning water in the state of Minnesota. And it's, you know, as you might imagine, it's really complex.
Oh, boy, I'll say. I'm sure he could probably go on for hours on that one topic. So there's the surface water. And then, of course, there's the aquifers as well.
That's right, the groundwater.
That's where we get all our drinking water from. And there are definitely some issues.
There definitely are issues. I started trying to draw this whole thing out, and it turned into a big kind of a spider web network of causes and effects and water coming in here and water going out there. And one thing, though, that I really took out of this was where it hits us taxpayers, and that is in our drinking water.
Sure. So is the ultimate lesson that you took away from this meeting yesterday, is it that we are going to increasingly pay more for good quality drinking water? Is that kind of what you took away?
It's probably inevitable because cities have to keep upgrading their water systems all the time. They have to do various things and install treatment systems to make the water drinkable. And then you have the whole case of people with private wells, too, where their wells, you know, if one well gets contaminated, they need to redig another one, you know, which has cost to it. And so there's a considerable expense there because cities can be looking at bills of many millions of dollars for a water system. And if your town has a population of 1,500 people, can you afford to do that?
It's a good point. And of course, that's where a lot of the sort of the bonding projects come into play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing for
grants from USDA,
yep,
things like that.
Yep.
But still, a lot of that falls on, you know, on the back of the city, and the city council has to figure out where that money is going to come from.
And it's usually going to come from property owners.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Now, there's a whole, there's myriad solutions, or at least practices that can be put in place that can help with these issues, and there are a lot of different things being talked about. And it seems that what it boils down to is having these discussions between agriculture and the ethanol and food manufacturers that use a lot of water, the municipalities that have to build these water systems, the cities in the metro area where you have large businesses with large parking lots, they have to have plans for retaining water on their property to prevent runoff. And government, local officials, there just needs to be an ongoing discussion to figure out how these things can be put into practice without requiring us to put onerous regulations in place.
Got it. Well, it's a complex issue, and I appreciate you sharing with us today. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.